Warning, the first 13 episodes of this podcast suck Merlin's left saggy nut. Please start your listening at episode 14, or at least the Christmas special, for adequate comedy content. Thank you for choosing the Hot and Pottered podcast, where the jokes are dad quality at best, the points don't matter, and we don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Hello, and welcome to the Hot and Pottered podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jacon.
And I'm Caitlin. And on this podcast, we read and talk about Harry Potter fan fiction that makes us all, dare we say, hot and pottered. Disclaimer, we do not own Harry Potter. All rights reserved to J.K. Rowling and Warner Brothers. We're just doing this for fun.
And hide your kids, hide your wives, because this shit's explicit.
Ooh, so smutty.
E-X-X-X-plicit. So this is our first episode.
Yeah, it is.
What do we want to go over today?
I mean, I thought we could start by, like, just going over some simple Harry Potter stuff about ourselves.
Introductions.
We're both in Hufflepuffs.
That's a false
statement.
That's
proud Hufflepuffs.
No.
I mean, I'm wearing my sweater right now.
Oh, my God.
I'd like to take this moment and just thank Helga for letting me into our house. And
Jacon,
too.
It's not okay. I'm an abstract house. I identify as a Gryffindor.
No.
And that's always going to stay. Hate me or love me for it, I don't care.
He's a Hufflepuff.
Hey, that's not
so,
true.
Anyways, so what's your favorite character, Jacon?
Just overall?
Yeah, I guess so. Like, the whole Harry Potter series.
I haven't really thought about that. You go first. Favorite character.
Oh,
we all know it.
Yeah, so, don't come after me, but my favorite character is good old Severus Snape.
You're worried about saying that.
Well, yeah, because people are not very nice about it online.
Yeah, I don't know. Back in the good old days of Harry Potter, growing up reading this shit, middle school, I feel like there was, like, a bunch of people that were, like, on the Snape train, and I wasn't, honestly, but I feel like you're not alone out there.
I hope not.
Anyway,
have you thought of anyone?
Favorite character? Probably Hermione, like, honestly.
Yeah.
Smarty pants. I get down with her vibe.
I would consider her a Gryffindor.
Exactly, yeah, the Gryffindor.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Least favorite character, huh?
Least favorite? Now, that's tough, because, like, I don't know, Voldemort, Umbridge, Bellatrix.
You're talking about, like, actually evil people.
Yeah, right? There's so...
All right, let's try to exclude, like, the actually evil people.
Actually evil people?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So, no Bellatrix, no Voldemort.
Did you just say Bellatrix?
Bellatrix? Lestrange. I saw a movie last night with her character in it again, and it's so weird to see her face on, like, somebody else's.
Helena Bonham Carter's face, you mean?
Yeah, she did such a good job, like, playing that role. It's so hard to see her face other places now. Anyways.
Oh my goodness. Least favorite. I don't think, people aren't going to like me very much, because I have to say that my least favorite character is Sirius Black.
Knew it.
Yeah. I just...
Knew it. You want to defend yourself already before you get blasted?
No. I'm going to keep it to myself.
Okay.
I feel like we can like who we like, and it's just...
I'm sure it'll come up again.
Oh, it will.
Hey,
I'll say it. Fuck Sirius Black.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're going there.
Come at me. All your hate just makes me stronger.
Yes.
Is that, like, the angry I want to fuck him, or what?
No, absolutely not. Shut up, prudes. So, Poltergeist, don't mind him. Silencio.
Taken care of.
So, what's your least favorite character then? That of the not explicitly evil people.
That's another tough one, huh?
Yeah. And then
probably like Parkinson.
Oh, Pansy Parkinson.
Yes. She's a shitty, shitty person.
Of all the people, it's Pansy Parkinson.
Yeah, like, she's not evil, but she's just a piece of shit.
Yeah. She's pretty shitty.
Like, some good, like, oh. No, that's fucked up. I want.
She's
to
just
say.
Like plain mean.
Yeah,
just to be mean. Not even like. Yeah, she does have better insults.
If there's some dirty smut out there of her.
Is it Parkinson? Oh, there is.
She needs it.
I'm pretty sure. She needs it. I'm pretty sure.
She needs some D in her life. That's what I'm trying to say.
Like D for Draco?
Oh, God. She wishes.
Yeah, she does.
Exactly. She wishes.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure, like, in the fanfic world, there's a lot of, like, Pansy the Dominatrix.
Yeah, I guess that's an important thing to bring up, too, is I am a complete fanfic noob.
noob!
I don't think I've ever, like, truly read a fanfic.
Yeah.
Listen to it a little bit. You've put me onto, some podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
They're interesting.
Hopefully this
intrigued.
One will be interesting as well.
Yes, yeah. So, what's your experience with Harry Potter fanfic?
Nice segue. Wow.
Well, I tried to, like, lead you into it, and you just shut up. What am I supposed to do?
I've never done this before. Anyway,
your turn to talk, Caitlin.
Oh, thank you. All right, now I know. Oh, my God. Okay, so I've never written Harry Potter fanfiction until recently, actually.
I was about to say bullshit.
27-year-old woman! Woo! But yeah, I just started writing Harry Potter fanfiction recently, but before, when I was younger, like, I don't know, 15, 16, I used to write, like, fanfiction on animes, like Inuyasha and...
Oh, jeez.
And Fruits Basket. Oh, yeah.
Smutty fanfic? Yeah.
No. I mean, I was, like, a 16-year-old girl, and I was like, they love each other, and they're gonna wait until they get married.
Teenagers can smut, too.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, except, this podcast is, 18+, please, for explicit content.
Are 18-year-olds or teenagers?
Yeah. Anyway, so...
And literally every single character that we're talking about is in that category.
Oh, yeah, they're 18 or older. So...
Well, I was saying otherwise, but...
Speaking of the characters, do you have a favorite pairing?
See, that's the thing. It's like pairing all this, like, terminology in the fanfic world is all new to me. But I do understand what a pairing is.
Well, for somebody who might not understand, a pairing is like a couple. Two people that you would pair together.
Right.
You think that they would make a good couple.
Yeah, and then the fanfic author writes their story about that couple, that pairing.
And hopefully it's smutty.
Yes. Should we just define smut while we're at it?
Smut? I don't know. I might have to look up the definition of smut. Let's see.
Oh, I mean, it's just...
Smut. Small flake of soot or other dirt. I don't think that's what I was looking for.
Oh, Urban Dictionary.
Oh, okay.
That's what you're looking for.
With two or more characters. Well, that's not fair. It could be one or more. Okay. One or more characters has a sexual encounter with each other.
Yeah.
It could still be. I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, think about all the dudes in Slytherin common room.
Well, like, I mean,
just beating their meat.
I heard about Hufflepuffs having circle jerks. I mean,
oh yeah, that's a fact.
Like, they just sit around in a circle and then masturbate.
As Grimmclaws, like, no, we keep.
I mean, as a Hufflepuff, I cannot confirm or deny that.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, we do all have to be in the common room at 7 tonight, so I can't stay that long. but, you know, that's just for our weekly slumber party. It's nothing more than
that. So if you haven't guessed it, smut is basically adult-rated, R-rated fanfiction.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the specific, like, sections or passage that is that sexual content.
Yeah.
Sex. Sexual.
Moist.
Content.
Anyways.
We're probably going to have like an ASMR section. Whap.
Are you going to tell us your favorite pairing?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's got Harry and Hermione. Like, that's who I was rooting for.
Oh, no.
Growing up. Book three, book four, like, that's what I'm rooting for.
Right.
Even towards the end, like, I still had hope. I was like, oh, yeah, they're going to turn around.
Yeah.
Ginny and Harry, oh, they're going to break up. And then they were, like, in the woods together on the seventh book. And I'm like,
and they're dancing to that song. I think that only happened in the movies. I don't remember.
Still, I had hope until the end. But it worked out. I'm not mad about the canonical pairings.
Yeah, I'm not either. I mean, I kind of hoped for, like, if anyone was going to be with Harry, Harry Luna.
Well, I guess this
I
is another thing. It's also, like, my favorite type of fanfic, I would imagine, would be, like, canonical fanfiction, but canonical in the sense of, like, there's so much dead space in the original work.
Yeah.
Where, you know, these are teenagers in a castle, you know, they're getting down and dirty. Like, there's just there's dirty shit going on.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
So, like, the not necessarily canonical relationships, but, like, anything that fits within the actual story,
yeah.
I think that's just...
Well, because I was telling you about this earlier, about Percy Weasley and his girlfriend Penelope Clearwater. So, in the second book,
yeah.
They make the Polyjuice Potion so that Harry and Ron can turn into Crabbe and Goyle and go figure out if Draco is the one who's opened the chamber.
Right.
And they bump into this Ravenclaw girl, Penelope Clearwater, down in the dungeons, and then she's followed by Percy Weasley. They were totally banging in the dungeons! And was Snape watching? That's my only question. Did he know? I feel like he knows everything that happens in the dungeons. Was he just like,
you have incurred my displeasure?
You know, this is probably like the greatest superpower of the Marauders pack. You know who's fucking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's there's probably like they change colors on the maps and other planes.
That's the whole point. I know. I bet Fred and George found this map and they're like, oh my god, now we can see who's fucking.
Exactly.
All the time.
That's like your first.
Yeah.
As a teenager, that's where your first thought would go to.
It's like,
we know who's hooking up now.
Oh, yeah.
We are the fucking gods. Yeah. I got so much dirt on so many people.
That's how they got all the first years to be their guinea pigs. They had so much dirt on all of them.
Oh, yeah. Instantaneous dirt.
Instantaneous dirt. Well, it's like people are always like, Fred and George had the Marauders map. How did they not see that Peter Pettigrew was sleeping in Ron's bed every night?
Oh,
it's
yeah,
like,
that's kind of
that's not where they're looking at night. Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, no, no, no. They're going to watch Madam Pince and
right, they probably just thought that Ron was gay.
They're like, Peter Pettigrew, yeah, must be a second year.
Yeah. Must be some random Gryffindor they don't know. It's like, holy shit, he's in there every night.
Damn, Ron, get some!
Yeah, Fred and George were just, like, ragging on their little brother for being gay for so long, and Ron had no idea why.
Oh my god.
That's why, Ron.
Okay,
you literally had a male in your bed every night.
I mean, hey, whatever. That's cool. So, who's your least favorite pairing?
No, my actual favorite pairing.
So, you were lying to me?
Well, I was, like, actual, like, purely fictional pairing has got to be.
Okay.
Florida LaClore and the giant squid.
Oh my god!
I want that hentai smut.
Although I have read Victor Crumb and the giant squid, so I can't like.
It's gotta be out there.
Oh, Miss definitely is.
I feel like it makes sense, right? Like, why did Florida LaClore make it out of the lake? Why didn't she get to her sister? She got interrupted. What took her so long?
Oh my god.
Is that ever detailed in the books? I don't think so. You know why?
Conspiracy theory. Right here, right now. You heard it first, guys.
Because there was some dirty hentai smut action happening in that lake.
Dun, dun, dun!
If nobody's written that yet, send it our way.
Yeah. That's Hot and Pottered Podcast, all lowercase, hotandpotteredpodcast@gmail.com. Just going to put that
in.
The
cases don't matter. It's Gmail,
right? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just wanted everyone else to know that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, So dumb. All right. Gosh, I don't know if I have a favorite pairing. Oh, yeah, I do. So this is like...
And you can't say like, oh, my original character plus Snape.
No, I'm not going to say that, but there is Snape, because I think it would be hilarious.
Oh, God.
Snape and Gilderoy Lockhart.
Huh.
Because he's just a fucking blundering idiot. He just makes Snape so mad all the time.
Yeah,
I just think it's really funny.
See, like my canonical brain's like going off. Like Gilderoy thinks he can get whoever he wants. Like if he's going for introverted, he's going for like.
Yeah, I'm thinking more of like crackfic of like just a parody of what their relationship would be.
Yeah,
would be really funny. I mean, okay, so if I had to pair,
I mean, they might like hate fuck or something. But I guess this is the weird part too. Like I'm not like a huge fan of like non-canonical pairings.
Gotcha. Okay, I see.
Don't fit, like, that character is not a homosexual. Why are they, like... But then
yeah,
it gets
I mean,
into, like, the
really
fan fiction aspect of it, and it's fine. I'll read it. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Those types of relationships would never be considered, like, my favorite, I guess.
Oh, the canon. I just think it's funny. Okay, so my actual...
Oh, yeah, total hilarious.
Not because it's slash fic. It's because Lockhart's a fucking idiot.
Oh, yeah.
I just think it's funny to have Snape have to deal with him.
I think,
but
I
also
mean,
like him at the same time.
There's good content there. When you have a character,
oh,
like, his
yeah.
whole, like, mindset is just like, oh, yeah, I can fuck with, do whatever I want, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, I can see some good fanfic out there.
Especially when, like, Snape's
Lockhart.
Always after the rule breakers. And, like, Lockhart's just the biggest fucking rule breaker. And he just wants to, like, put him in his place. Gosh. With his dick. Anyway, so... My real favorite pairing is Arthur and Molly Weasley. Not to like read the smut about them or anything like that, but just because they're so dang cute.
They are.
I just love them so much. I mean, they're horrible with their money, but they're so good.
Are they horrible with their money?
Yeah, I mean, money management just doesn't seem like something that they know how to do.
I never thought about that. I mean, whenever you have like, how many kids? Seven?
Yeah, they have seven kids.
Seven kids?
Yeah.
You don't really have
that's
too many choices.
That's a lot of kids.
Well, I mean, they do well enough for having seven kids.
I mean,
they got a house.
Maybe have a hot take.
Dead.
Maybe have less kids.
Oh,
I
yeah,
mean,
I know.
There's magic. I'm sure there's a way to have less kids.
True.
Fetus to letus.
True.
Okay. You finally got it.
that took a second to click, but when it did, wow.
Wow, did
it.
Did it. Click.
Oh, fantastic.
Control, Alt, anyway, so,
goodness
do you have a, did you say your least favorite character? I mean.
Least favorite pairing?
Hot damn. Yeah, your least favorite pairing.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think, like, I'm new to this. Like, I'm up for anything, you know? Like I just said, like, the non-canonical, like, random, like, homosexual encounters. Like, I'm not going to be a huge fan of those.
I can see that, yeah. You're like, how do these people even know each other?
Right. Like Draco Harry. Dreary. Oh my god. Like, this is just a dumb pairing to me in my head. Like,
I mean, I can agree, because it would never happen in real life. Because they hate
right.
each other.
Right.
They hate each other.
So the more realistic aspect then would be like a hate fuck scenario. But then you're...
But there's
so,
nothing beyond that.
So then, like, okay. So then I have a problem with it because of, like, homosexual aspect of it, like I said already. So I think like I would be more apt to like a Hermione Draco pairing for like the hate fuck aspect. Like
what?
That could be more believable.
What? That's like even worse. Oh come on, Harry could be bisexual.
You see, okay, so
he always says every time he sees Sirius Black, he's like, and Sirius Black looked even more handsome than the last time Harry had seen him, or some dumb shit like that. I'm just saying.
That's fine. I'm just saying, you're just adding in multiple layers there. So
yeah.
Whenever it has the multiple layers of breaking canon, that's whenever I get.
I see what you mean. You want it to be as canon as possible.
But.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
Draco Crab Blue, awful. Awful. That shit happened.
A fuck sandwich with Draco Crab Goyle.
That shit happened.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Every time they spent Christmas break at Hogwarts, that shit was happening.
Oh my god. That's why Harry likes staying over the holidays so much.
Oh my god. Oh, so are you saying
jeez.
Harry Ron then? Would you be more apt to accept Harry Ron?
I got some experimentation
or Rary?
Going on there.
I don't
there.
Know the pairing
That's...
name.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah. A lot of people pair Dean and Seamus together.
Yeah, seems reasonable.
I can see that. Or Dean, or one of them and Neville, or even Ron and Neville.
Teenage boys do some weird shit. Facts.
I mean, I wouldn't know about the weird shit teenage
you
boys
You can stick your wand in there, you know?
Oh, God. All right. So do you have, like, a canonical least favorite pairing then?
Ron and Hermione.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Same reason, you know. I wanted Harry to get in there, smash that.
No. Then who would be with Ginny? And who would
be with
Ron?
Ginny? Ron would be like a Lavender or some bullshit.
Lavender's dead.
You mean long term?
I mean, we saw Lavender and Ron together, and it obviously didn't work out. Like she thought he'd want a gold chain for Christmas. Oh, like, girl, get it together.
Jeez. You're asking the tough questions today, huh?
Well, okay, so I have to say, I think my least favorite pairing just because I think that there's a better canonical pairing that could happen, or a better pairing that could have happened in canon. So my least favorite is Neville Longbottom and Hannah Abbott, because I think that Neville Longbottom and Luna Lovegood would have been really cute.
They didn't.
No, they didn't. He married Hannah Abbott, a Hufflepuff girl, who is the... She runs the Leaky Cauldron.
Neville's a Gryffindor, so that may not make sense.
But yes, it does make sense, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. Just they had like a really cute friendship. It would have been nice.
I agree.
Yeah.
Did Luna end up with anybody?
Yeah, with Newt Scamander's grandson or someone. Like somebody who was also into magical creatures, because she was so into narwhals and flippies and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Ron and Hermione didn't work out. I can see Ron, hitting up Luna.
Oh my goodness. I remember...
He'd be down for some freaky shit.
No, he's a prude. Okay, he's like the definition of a prude. We're going to talk about prudes.
That's the thing. It's like the prudes on the exterior. Freaks in bed.
Well, Luna's a Ravenclaw.
Like, that's fact. That's a real life fact right there. Right?
We're not, we cannot guarantee that that is a fact. Seriously?
This part out.
All right, so should we get into the smut? I found,
Should we get into a little bit of smut now?
I did. I sourced some smut for you on good old adultfanfiction.org. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's the thing is you're going to have to, hit me up with all the,
I know. I have to send you, all the links. I'll do that.
Where do you get your smut?
Yeah, guys. Where do you get your smut? Send us all the good smut. All the bad smut.
All the dirty smut.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the smut.
All the consensual smut. Yeah, let's do that. HuttonPotterPodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, so, let's not get into non-consensual smut.
No.
Let's just not do that.
I don't want to do that. That makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I'd rather.
That's not what this podcast is about.
No, we want to have fun here.
I get it. There's probably some good.
My name is Caitlin, and I like to have fun, so we're going to have fun.
There's probably some good fan fiction out there, some good writing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can do that wrong so easily.
Yeah.
No thanks.
All right, so this fan fiction is, the title is Back to School. By Fruity Rowing. So, and because you asked for some harmony.
Give me that harmony.
Which is Harry Hermione. That's what we're going to read. So, do you want me to read the summary?
No. Get into it. Just give me the...
Are you sure? Because it's... I think I have to read it because it's pretty good.
If it's necessary.
Okay, I think it is. Summary. Hermione is back at Hogwarts to complete her education as an eighth year. I didn't know that was a thing.
You didn't know that was a thing. Makes sense.
I don't
PhD
think...
level classes, you're probably doing some...
Is that like Wizard College?
Well, there is no Wizard College.
There is now, apparently. Eighth year.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
Okay, but wait! Is that Harry Potter? As the new Defense Against the Dark Arts professor? !
Yep.
What's Harry to do when all he can dream/think about is giving Hermione detention, aka this dick? No, I said that, sorry. And seeing her in her school uniform? ... Or more specifically, without her school uniform.
That it actually says that?
Yeah.
This makes sense to me.
Okay,
this
so.
This makes sense to me. This is. This is perfect, right? This is canon. In canon, this is possible, right? Harry just got his job. Hermione's going back to school. She's got the upper level classes that nobody knows about. This makes sense.
This makes no sense. Okay, so
I'm 100% on board.
What year is this? Because eighth year, what is she, 19? That means Harry.
Right.
Harry is younger than her, so. He's only 18.
Oh, they wouldn't the same
hire.
Age.
They wouldn't hire. No, because she has a birthday in September. His birthday is end of July. Anyway,
wizarding school works.
It
though?
Doesn't matter. It
is,
doesn't
does wizarding
matter.
School start birthdays the same as we, or they just do the whole year? How does that work?
No, I don't think it matters. Anyway, so.
Oh, jeez.
Those details that we don't need. But Harry's only 18, and he's the new Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher, then?
That makes sense.
That makes no sense! I mean, wizarding world. Okay. Well, anyway, so then
after the summary.
You're straight out of school. You just completed the most badass defense against the dark arts the fucking world has ever seen.
That's very true. That's very true. I'm Harry Potter. I forgot. I'm sorry.
I'm not ready to leave Hogwarts. I don't know what to do with myself. But where should I go?
I only know one spell. It's Expelliarmus.
The past 7 defense against the dark arts teachers have all died, so.
I mean, the curse has been broken.
There is an opening.
Have they all died? Did they all die? No. Oh my god, yeah.
Every single one of them died.
Every single one of them is dead. Holy crap, I've never put that together. Anyway, so.
Well, I guess Lupin did
Lupin
die.
Lupin also died.
He did die at the end?
Yeah.
I don't remember. It's been a while.
Oh my
it's
god.
It's been a while for me.
G-Con, oh my god.
It's been a while.
Yes. Rest in peace, but also fuck you, Lupin. Anyway, we can send me that hate too. I'll just eat it for breakfast. Under the summary.
Oh, let's see. Oh, jeez.
There's just HXH again and again and again. Harry loves Hermione again and again and again.
Yeah.
Prologue. Surprise and happy birthday! Hermione Granger couldn't believe it. Making her way into the realm of requirement, she just could not believe the sight before her. In the 8 years she had known Harry Potter and Ron Weasley, never had they ever planned something so spectacularly lavish for her birthday.
Yeah.
That's very true. They're
Harry,
awful friends.
Harry's trying to get it in.
Yeah. Truthfully, she had assumed they had forgotten it was her birthday once more and had resigned to be content with the care package she had received from her parents. That is so sad. Harry and Ron are awful friends. Anyway. Merlin, did you two plan all of this? Hermione asked excitedly. She quickly made her way to Harry and Ron and pulled them both into a tight hug. Just as quickly, she pulled away.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Why the fuck is Ron here? Like, seriously. We talked about Harry being here. That makes sense. We talked about Hermione being here. Questionable, but that makes sense. Why the fuck is Ron here?
You let me read the story, all secrets will be revealed.
Okay.
2 paragraphs in.
Okay. Alright. Whatever.
Anyway, just as quickly, she pulled away and gave them both a playful swat on the arm. You guys should have at least hinted. I would have dressed up a bit. I'm still in my school uniform, she said with a big smile.
Oh, yeah, Gary's like, perfect.
I don't know why she has to announce that. Oh. Actually, I do, because Ron and Harry are both blind, and they don't pay attention to anything. Yeah, well, if we had given you even the slightest of hints, your clever mind would have already guessed what we had planned. Then it wouldn't have been much of a surprise. Ron replied with a pout while rubbing where Hermione had swatted him, pretending it hadn't hurt.
I like
hurt.
How your Ron's voice is like dumb jock voice.
I can't take credit for that. That's just generally how people read him.
Yeah, I know. Like, I don't know what Ron did to deserve it, but it just makes sense.
Oh, it's, yeah, well, movie Ron, if we really want to get
into
it.
Yeah, it's just movie Ron.
Movie
100%
Ron
is movie Ron.
Book Ron is just a nice guy. Anyway,
yeah.
Okay. If you had dressed up anymore, we'd have had a big problem. Harry grumbled under his breath. Hermione, who had been distracted by waves of red hair, as the rest of the Weasley family came to wish her a happy birthday, had not heard Harry, but Ron had. Ron hears everything. That's not in there. I think the only person who would have had a problem is you, Ron whispered with a smirk and a wink. Harry chose to ignore the comment and continued to watch Hermione as she made her way around the room, greeting all of the other guests. She watched as she would smile and thank, he watched as she would smile and thank each person with a hug. As Harry looked over the room and saw all the happy faces, he wouldn't. Why can't I do this?
I'm not reading.
I know I am, and I apparently can't. Okay. He couldn't believe it had been just over a year since he and his friends had started the Horcrux hunt, and approximately 5 months. Wow, okay, we're getting approximate here.
Yeah.
Approximately 5 months since the defeat of Voldemort.
Yeah, this is fresh.
What? So
fresh
he's like, he's still fucking like 17 and he's the new Defense Against the Dark Arts professor?
He's not 17.
Is he? No, because he. No, we don't. It's fine. Sure, he can be 18.
No, like, how old was he year one? 11, right?
Yeah.
Like, he just turned 11 and then started school.
Yeah, so he would just be 17. Because his birthday's
right.
in the
so
end of July.
First year. Second year, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Going into eighth year, he just turned 18.
But it's only been 5 months since they defeated Voldemort in May of that same year. So he'd still be 17.
No. This is during the school year. So May, June, July. Harry's 18 now.
Okay, fine. Harry's 18.
You don't know how months work?
Agree to disagree. Anyway, truthfully, Harry had never thought he'd live this long. Okay. Of course, he had hoped and dreamt of a future, but a life beyond Voldemort had always seemed like an impossibility. However, seeing Hermione now, watching her in a relatively stress-free environment, this, he concluded, was what he had been fighting for. If not for anything else, for her and her future. Okay. Even though it had only been 5 short months since the last battle, it felt like a lifetime had passed by. Between the reconstruction of the Hogwarts castle, the rebuilding of the Ministry of Magic, and the capturing of the remaining Death Eaters, it had been a very eventful 5 months. Hey, how many months do you think it's been since the Battle of Hogwarts?
I guess 5.
I'm not really sure.
We've been pretty definitive on that.
It's approximate, actually.
Yeah. I like how it's approximately, but then it's just 5 months, 5 months, 5 months, 5 months, 5 months. Approximately!
After the last battle, Hermione and Ron had become a couple.
Read that again?
After the last battle, Hermione and Ron had become a couple.
Yeah, I mean, they already were.
However, to onlookers, little had changed in Hermione and Ron's relationship.
What?
Oh, okay, I get it. So, all right. Never really moving past friendship, all they had changed was the occasional snog.
Yeah.
Okay. Hermione and Ron called an unofficial break in their relationship and went back to just being friends by the end of their first month together. So it came as a surprise to everyone when a week into the month of June, Hermione came rushing into the Burrow with news of finding the prefect girl for Ron. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking like
Jeez.
Hermione.
Yeah.
Of finding the perfect girl for Ron. It was at that moment when everyone found out that Hermione and Ron were no longer an item.
Huh.
All right. Harry and Ginny had never gotten back together after the whole Voldemort affair. After everything had settled down.
See, like, this totally makes sense, right? Because in this world, like, we could still end up with the same canonical pairings. It's just everybody's taking a little break, right? They've all been through a lot.
Yeah, they don't want to jump into anything.
Everybody's still kind of wishy-washy.
I can see that.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Instead of just like, Ron and Ginny are dead. What are Harry and Hermione going to do now?
Right.
That's generally how that goes. Anyway. Harry and Ginny had never gotten back together after the whole Voldemort affair. After everything had settled down, they had met up once or twice before Ginny had been spotted on the arms of Anthony Goldstein.
Am I supposed to know who that is?
He's a tertiary character. He's like in the background.
Yeah.
He's that one Jewish kid. That Rowling was talking about.
That one.
I found diversity.
I found him in the fanfic, yeah.
Yeah,
he's
like he's
mentioned.
There!
Yeah.
Wow. Alright.
One of the major characters actually has an interaction with him in the fanfic.
Well, apparently Ginny's doing more than just interacting with him. I don't know what that means.
No, interacting. Snogging. Smutting.
Well, let's see what she's been doing with Anthony Goldstein. Only a select few knew the whole story. Oh, shit, I hope we're one of them. But it turned out... I don't know, sometimes we don't get told shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Alright, anyway, only a select few knew the whole story, but it had turned out that while Harry had been on the hunt for Horcruxes, Anthony had been the one to console Ginny. Ginny had been on the hunt for that O. Or that D,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. Either one.
Anthony Dickstein. I don't know. Harry remembered the day that he and Ginny had met up for the first time alone. Ginny, who had been plagued with guilt, had spent a better part of a day crying in Harry's arms. Oh boy, that's Harry's favorite thing. You know how well he does with crying girls. Cho Chang.
Nailed that one, Harry.
Oh yeah. Even though Ginny had never crossed the line beyond that of a platonic friendship with Anthony. Yeah, okay. She couldn't stop apologizing to Harry for falling in love with Anthony. What? Isn't that crossing the lines of a platonic friendship? Fall in love with that person? Am I missing something?
I don't know.
Okay. Fine.
I'm still on board with this.
She had been inconsolable during that time, so sure that she had ruined not only her relations with Harry. Relations with Harry.
Sexual.
I would have picked relationship.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I did not have sexual relations with that witch. I wanted to, but I did not.
I did not have sexual relations with that wizard. His wand did not touch me.
His wand did not penetrate. Anyway, I wonder how many people are going to get that reference. I feel
plenty.
Like we've aged ourselves.
Plenty.
Okay.
Well, we're Harry Potter age, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
She had been inconsolable during that time, so sure that she had ruined not only her relations with Harry, but with Anthony also. Harry, who had been more relieved than upset, this I can believe. Harry, who had been more relieved than upset, told Ginny she had nothing to apologize for.
Yep.
He then proceeded to tell her how he had changed during the hunt and had been more worried about breaking her heart than anything else. Oh, that's really sweet. But also, like, relieved that she didn't want to be with him. He's like, oh, thank God, me either.
This makes sense.
All right. And though they hadn't discussed it at the time, he had a suspicion that Ginny had known somewhere in the back of her mind that his heart had always belonged to another. Oh boy, who could that?
Who could that be? Isn't it obvious?
It was with Harry's help, as well as Ron and Hermione's, that Ginny was finally able to confess her feelings to Anthony. Through a series of theatrics and fake tears, Harry was finally able to ensure that in the public eye, it had been his fault that he and Ginny never got back together.
Okay, so now, setting the stage, we got Harry here, he's single, ready to mingle.
Yep.
We got
nobody's mad at each other.
We got Hermione here.
Single.
Yeah, did we establish, that was established already?
Yeah, I mean, she broke up with Ron. And
right.
Not a lot of people know that she broke up with Ron.
Okay, yeah. Ready to mingle. Ron, he's...
We don't really know much about Ron.
And probably flirting with Luna.
Eh.
I don't know. Alright, so now I'm not mad that Ron's here.
Okay. He's
not
in the way. We don't have to worry about it. He's not in the way.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Okay, so the indicated passage of time. I think
dot.
No, it's H S H X H X H. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Fast forward back to the present, I guess. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Hermione. Happy birthday to you. Harry's thoughts were brought back to the present by the raucous sounds of everyone singing to Hermione. He realized that her cake had been brought out and that the lights had been dimmed.
Give me that cake. No. Oh, a kick.
Harry could feel his heart begin to thump uncontrollably, seeing Hermione lit up by the candles. She was so beautiful, and he couldn't help but smile goofily at the sight. He had missed her so much in the past couple of weeks, since she had begun her 7th year at Hogwarts.
Uh-huh.
8th year. So much more than he'd like to admit to anyone, even himself. He couldn't believe...
Hide your boner, Harry.
Had your kids, had your bonus, had your kids, had your bonus. Anyway, he couldn't believe how much he relied on her. I can. You know one spell.
Yeah.
Just her presence was enough to get...
Whoa, he knows Expecto
Patronum,
too.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Oh,
he did that
I'm so
one.
Sorry, Harry. You know two spells.
Yeah.
Wow. So much more.
I didn't know you were a Harry hater, too. Holy shit.
I don't hate Harry. I think he could have done better.
Yeah, he did well enough.
Like, well, okay, I'm sorry. He finds out he's a wizard. If I was Harry, I'd be like, oh my god, I'm gonna learn everything. I'd be like Hermione. I find out I'm a wizard, I'm gonna learn everything. I'm gonna read everything. What does Harry do? He mooches off of the person that takes all of the notes.
Yeah.
What does he really learn? He learns how to fly a broom really fast.
He learned magic.
Oh my god. So much more than he'd like
he
to admit
well
to
enough.
Anyone.
That's all I'm saying. He's a kid.
He couldn't believe how much he relied on her. Just her presence was enough to get him through the day. He wasn't really sure how he'd survive not seeing her for the 2 months she had been away in Australia. Oh, good. So she did go and get her parents.
Yeah.
Hermione had... Oh, here we go. Hermione had left for Australia on the 20th of June, just a few days after she had announced that she had found Ron a girl. Oh, please don't let it be your mom. I don't know why I think that's where it's going, but I hope it's not Hermione's mom.
No.
Okay. Harry had insisted.
What the hell?
I don't know. I just had like a panic moment. Anyway, Harry had insisted on going with her, but she wouldn't allow him to come. withholding, I see. She told him that though she
blue balls
blue snitches. No? Okay.
Geez.
She told him that though she appreciated the gesture, she wanted to spend some time alone with her parents. It was at that moment Harry realized he might not survive without her. It sounded ridiculous. And dramatic now. Yeah. But at the time, he couldn't help but worry. He had been afraid that she was going to leave him for good, and that she might not come back to him. He could hardly be blamed for nearly jumping Hermione at Heathrow Airport when she had come back. I mean, I guess they're like, they're still teenagers too, so they're like, oh, I haven't seen you. All right. Though he had always thought that she was pretty, he had to admit that the trip to Australia had changed her in a way that made other boys notice her too, much to his chagrin. Okay. Harry suspected
what?
The... I don't know what that means, but maybe we'll find out.
She got breast implants?
She just stopped wearing clothes altogether. Yeah. Oh my god, I don't know what's different about Hermione. She's just fucking stark naked Heathrow Airport.
They
everyone is together.
In Australia.
Something. Maybe she changed her hair.
Sent her parents to Australia, wiped their memories, and
they became nudists. Yep.
Like Aboriginal culture.
This is canon. Hermione Granger's. The Grangers are nudists. All right. Harry suspected the Grangers, nay, the Wilkins. What?
Huh?
Maybe she had changed their last name
when they went to
Australia. Had spent a good amount of time and money stuffing her back to shape. What?
Stuffing her back to shape?
Harry suspected the Grangers, nay the Wilkins, had spent a good amount of time and money stuffing her back to shape. Maybe like whipping her back up to shape, but like what the fuck does that mean?
Well, okay, I guess like maybe she's really thin from like...
Oh, here we go. And though it would have been winter during her time there, the much-needed sun had added color to her deathly pale complexion, which had been the result of hiding in a tent for the better part of a year. You can go outside. You don't have to stay in the tent.
Pretty sure you're spending a decent amount of time outside during the day if you're living in a tent for a year.
Flash forward. Time for presents! Someone most likely Ron. Okay, I'm sorry. Time for presents! Someone, most likely Ron, shouted over the chattering of the crowd. At the announcement, Ginny took a hold of Hermione's left hand and led her to the table, toppled with presents. Is this... This can't all be for me? Hermione asked.
When did Hermione get stupid? When was that ever a thing?
I don't know. Maybe it was the tent. It had to have been that year in a tent.
Yeah, the 2 months in Australia, and she's... fucking lost half her brain cells.
All right.
She's still smarter than Ron.
Yep. Hey, at least Ron knew it was time for presents. Maybe he thought it was his presents, though?
I don't know.
This can't all be for me, Hermione asked as her eyes widened at the immense amount of presents on the table. Of course it is, Ginny replied, surprised by Hermione's surprise. Yeah, I would be too.
Yeah.
I'd be like, bitch, when'd you get stupid? Well, I suppose...
Now Harry's like, oh shit, maybe I did make the wrong decision.
He'll just get with Ron, it's fine.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I suppose we haven't been the most attentive bunch when it came to your birthday, but we wanted to make up for it. No. I'm sure Ginny was a good friend. Don't take all the blame for Harry and Ron just being shitty friends.
Yep.
No. Ginny's voice trailed off as her face reddened with the telltale sign of being a Weasley. What the fuck does that mean?
I'm just shaking my head.
Her face reddened with the telltale. What? Okay, I don't know what that means. Oh, Hermione exclaimed before she took Ginny into her arms and gave the redhead a tight hug, resulting in a couple of appreciative whistles and cheers from the males in the crowd.
Wait. Was that real?
Yes, it says it right in here.
Read that again.
Oh, Hermione exclaimed before she took Ginny into her arms and gave the redhead a tight hug, resulting in a couple of appreciative whistles and cheers from the males in the crowd. Like, literally, it can't be Ron.
Well,
it's
what?
His sister.
For them hugging?
I guess. I mean, maybe there's someone in the back just like,
kiss her! Oh, I get it, because Hermione's a nudist now.
Ginny, take your clothes off too!
So now there's a naked girl hugging another girl.
Oh, this makes so much sense.
I forgot. Read between the lines.
Exactly.
Read between the lines.
Okay, I'll make sure to do that from now on. Alright. You ready? Oi! Where's my hug? A male voice, most likely Finnegan, called up from the crowd. It had sounded lecherous in Harry's mind, and it had taken everything in him to stop himself from going over to where the voice had called out from and pummeling the owner of the voice.
If anybody's hugging the naked girl, it's me.
Shut up, Finnegan, another voice from Lucra called out. Come on, Hermione, open them up. Gran wanted to thank you for your help during the summer, so there's a little something from her as well, the voice continued. Harry smiled as he surmised the owner of this voice to be Neville Longbottom. Woo!
Bring it on, Neville.
I like Neville. I think he's fun.
I agree.
Hermione could hardly hide her excitement as she began to open her presents, though she wasn't too positive she'd get anything she really wanted. That, you know what really makes me excited when I'm opening presents? Is just that thought in the back of my mind going, it's probably all shit.
Yep.
That's my favorite part.
I love that part.
Though she wasn't too positive she'd get anything she really wanted, she appreciated the kind gestures nonetheless. She noted that about 40% of the gifts were knickknacks she wouldn't really need. Perfume, trinkets, and various sweets. Since when are sweets knickknacks? Because I'm going to eat those. Those don't just go on a shelf to be pretty.
Did it say knickknacks and sweets?
No, she noted that about 40% of the gifts were knickknacks she wouldn't really need. Parentheses, perfumes, trinkets, and various sweets.
Yeah.
All right. And about another 40% were books. Some she already owned.
Yep.
Some she would never read.
That's bullshit. She would read anything.
Gilderoy Lockhart's new biography. Okay. It's just like a blank notebook because you can't remember anything.
That's hilarious. Sign me up.
New biography, it's just his signature and there's nothing else.
I think it's so funny.
It's just blank white paper.
Like, Moon Ghost Hospital, literally just signing autographs for no reason.
He just loves it.
Yeah.
He's like, they told me I'm famous.
That's literally like the only thing that he... Oh, I love it. Such a good into that. Yeah.
Some books she'd never read, and ones that actually looked interesting. Once she got to the presence for her more, from her more intimate friends, she was able to really appreciate the presence, varying from clothes, school supplies, and more books. She was glad to see that these gifts were a bit more practical, as well as more her style. When Hermione opened the lid to the last present, she immediately replaced the cover so that no one would be able to see what was in the container. Oh boy! Look at this.
Oh,
I'm excited.
Boy.
Please be something good. Her face colored in a pretty blush before her head turned to where the gift giver was standing. Ginevra Molly Weasley! Hermione exclaimed as she glared at the redhead. I! Hermione stuttered out. She couldn't believe it. She was speechless.
She buy her a maid vibrator?
In her life had she ever had an inability to form words. Merlin, I can't believe it! I managed to render Hermione Jean Granger speechless with a couple of racy knickers.
Racy knickers. Okay.
Racy underpants. Racy panties. I don't know. How would we say that here in the...
She got her a pair of thongs.
Yeah. Okay. A couple of raunchy G-strings, Ginny said aloud, immediately covering her mouth with her hands, realizing her blunder. She hadn't meant for everyone in the room to hear what she had gotten Hermione. Parentheses. As a gag gift, of course.
No.
I mean, they just, like, hugged in front of everyone.
Yeah, they just hugged.
Like, they just hugged, and Hermione's naked, as we have.
Right.
Yeah.
So why does she need the racy panties? That's why I'm confused.
That's true. All right, let's see why. I... Hermione continued. Hermione's blush darkened with the disclosure of the contents of the container. Hermione couldn't fathom what had been going through the youngest Weasley's head. Why would her friend buy her such things? Knowing full well Hermione's preference to practical articles of clothing, meaning nothing.
Correct.
Yep, she's naked all the time. Hermione.
I have no need for such things.
I have. How dare you?
Clearly.
Clearly. I am perfectly clothed at the moment with my natural birthday suit. Hermione's eyes traveled around the room, and she would have snorted at everyone's facial expression. That is, if she hadn't been mortified by the thought that she was donning the same exact expression. It wasn't like she was a total prude. No, that's wrong.
Yeah, it's the opposite. You're naked.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard to be a prude.
She's not a total prude.
When you're naked.
Yeah.
In public.
No. If anyone's the prude, it's wrong.
Correct. Yeah.
Contrary to what most people thought, she wasn't some innocent, naive girl who didn't understand the concept of sex or the act of hardcore fucking, even though those kinds of books could be educational.
Okay.
No, she wasn't even all that embarrassed about the fact that everyone in the room now knew she owned racy knickers, or as I like to call them, raunchy G-strings. It was the fact that she had no use for such frivolous things. See? We're right on fucking point,
Jacob. Yeah, I know.
She doesn't need them.
We're in the author's head.
Yeah, it's true. We're right there with them. From what she could tell, they were sheer and did not look like it would cover much, if anything at all. Not to mention she had no one to show it off to. They were completely useless. You couldn't have just bought me books. What am I going to do with those things? It's not like I have a reason to wear such articles of things. She can't even call it clothing. Hermione hissed at Ginny. Ginny couldn't help but chuckle. She found Hermione's distress too cute. You don't have to wear it now. Think of it this way. Now you're prepared for the future. Oh, hey, honey, where'd you get that sexy underwear? Oh, my girlfriend Ginny got it for me. For my birthday.
I mean, that makes sense.
I mean,
no guy's asking the...
That's very true. So is this Frederick's or
Victoria's
Secret?
So where'd you get your thong? Probably,
that's
where,
very true.
Where do you do your shopping, huh?
They're not really looking at it. They're like, oh, this looks real good as I'm taking it off. And then it's on the ground. Okay.
They're like, that looks amazing.
Now let me take it off.
Yeah, it's ideal.
And now we don't need that.
And then you find it 3 days later. Just,
oh,
it just disappears. As soon as
it's just like stuck
just,
to the wall somewhere.
Yeah, it's just, there's nothing to it on. A juice string? There's nothing there. How easy? Yeah, how often do you lose socks? Socks are infinitely larger than a thong. Continue.
Okay.
You don't have to wear it now. Think of it this way. Now you're prepared for the future. Ginny replied in a whisper and winked. Subconsciously. Really, dude?
It was me.
Subconsciously, her eyes shifted to where Harry stood. Ginny couldn't help but smirk at Harry's expression. It looked like part of him was about to explode from embarrassment and arousal.
Uh-huh. Hide your boner, Harry.
And the
hide it.
And the other
talk
part.
Talk that shit up.
I looked. And the other part looked like he was contemplating pummeling all the gits who were ogling Hermione because she's naked. A very small part of Ginny felt a muted sort of satisfaction watching Harry fret over Hermione. She was over him. She knew her feelings for Anthony surpassed what she had felt for Harry, but she couldn't help but feel a slight pettiness towards her ex. She felt a tingling in the pit of her stomach when she teased him in such a way. She knew the reason for her, well, well-intentioned cruelty was to hurry Harry along into confessing his feelings for the brunette. Ginevra Molly Weasley! Ginny heard her mother shriek. She couldn't help but shrink into herself at the sound. Oh, and that's my cue to disappear, Ginny said before she quickly made her way into the crowd in order to escape her mother's wrath. Not in my... Anyway. Oh, where is that? The Weasley matriarch griped. Her tone changed dramatically. Once she called... I can't stop laughing. Her tone changed drastically once she came upon Hermione. Oh, Hermione, my dear girl, happy birthday, she said in her warm and motherly tone. Hermione now understood what Harry meant about the almost bipolarity of the matriarch. Yeah, Harry said that.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for my daughter's behavior. Now, if you'll just point me to where she went, I'll make sure that does not happen again. Molly continued in a more clipped manner as she mentioned her own daughter. No harm done, Mrs. Weasley, but she went over that way. Hermione said with a smile, and she pointed to where Ginny's bright red hair could be seen amongst the throng of people she was attempting to hide in. And she just ratted her out. Just chucked her right under that bus.
It's fine.
Passage of time.
When has Molly Weasley ever punished one of her kids?
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Harry couldn't believe it. Why would Ginny Racy Knickers?
This is so silly.
Hermione? Harry couldn't help but blush at the thought of Hermione and, no, I can't do it to myself. Especially not here in public. But, oh, Hermione.
Knickers.
Mr. Potter, Harry Potter? Harry's thoughts were jolted away from his mind. From his mind's eye of Hermione in knickers. By the stern call of his name, Harry's eyes focused to the person standing in front of him. Hello, Professor McGonagall. Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, yes.
Harry's like tucking his boner.
Oh,
hi, Professor.
Oh,
hi, Professor
McGonagall. She's like, hello, Harry.
Jeez.
Harry's like, Harry said slowly whilst also berating himself for letting his fantasies get carried away and for not adequately hiding his boner. I put that in there.
Okay.
Good evening, Mr. Potter. McGonagall replied in a stern but friendly way. Thanks for letting us use the room a requirement for Hermione's birthday. We really appreciate it, Harry said awkwardly. It wasn't that he felt uncomfortable with his ex-head of house. It was the way in which her tight-lipped smirk seemed to express that she knew what he'd been thinking about before she approached and rudely interrupted him. Not at all, Mr. Potter. Miss Granger is a delight.
and was all, I can't do the accent, and was happy to oblige when you had owled me about this celebration, the professor said with a warm smile. But in an instant, her smile was gone and was replaced with a thin-lipped, stern expression. Though I would like to spend more time getting reacquainted with you, I wanted to discuss something of importance with you. They're gonna fuck.
Oh, God, no.
Harry couldn't help but feel distressed due to the seriousness of McGonagall's tone. Okay. I do not know whether you are aware, but our current defense against the dark arts professor has just announced her pregnancy. Snape's pregnant? Wait, no.
Snape's dead.
I know, but the last defense against... It's been 5 months. It's been 5 months since the Battle of Hogwarts. Mm. Who was the last defense against the dark arts professor? It was Snape. Snape is pregnant 1998.
What are you talking about?
It just says it right here. I don't know whether you are aware.
School started back already, right? This is during the school year.
But our current defense against the dark arts professor.
Yeah, you got the timeline kind of mixed up here.
I'm not good with it. Left, right, where am I? Who are you?
This is 5 months after, like, this is during the school year.
Okay.
When's Hermione's birthday?
In September. It's September 19th,
this
is her birthday.
This is like the second month of the school year.
Okay, so it would be. Oh my god. Okay. So this is the second week of the school year. And the defense against.
Second month. Month.
No, it's September.
They go back to school in August.
No, they don't. They go back September 1st. Oh. Canonically, they go back September 1st.
Oh.
So September 19th, it's Hermione's birthday. She's turning 18, which means that Harry is 17.
No, she's turning...
All right. Let's not get into that part.
No, Harry's 18, 100%. 100%. Hermione's turning 19.
Okay.
This is the start be Harry's 8th year.
What we should be fighting about is that this defense against the dark arts teacher just announced that she's pregnant.
Yeah.
2 weeks into the new fucking school year.
Because
Hermione's birthday is September 19th.
Yeah.
Wow. Poor planning. Whoops. We would spend the remaining months that she will be with us looking for a qualified professor. However, we have been fairly successful with filling the position this time around.
Yeah, hence why we hired a
pregnant lady.
Yeah.
Although, like, why couldn't she just finish the year if she's pregnant? Anyway, well, we don't know how pregnant she is. She doesn't matter.
You hired somebody that was about to burst.
Yeah, right? Well, you're not supposed to ask. Okay, she's Billy Kay,
no,
by the way,
I know,
pregnant?
I know. Yeah. Right. Well, I don't know what the...
However, just never ask. Never
don't
ask.
Know what those laws are in the wizarding world.
Don't ask. Don't fucking ask.
In the wizarding world,
even if you're at
ask.
The baby shower for that woman, don't ask, okay? However, we had been barely successful with filling the position the first time around with all the Aurors busy with the aftermath of the last battle, as well as fear of the position itself, that it will be impossible to find a professor this late into the school year. Professor McGonagall.
It's 2 weeks in.
It's 2 weeks in. Yeah. okay, Harry said, not fully comprehending why McGonagall was talking about pregnant defense against the dark arts professors. Wow, Harry. I was hoping you would consider the position, McGonagall said bluntly, because he had to. What? Exclaimed Harry. I'm not qualified to teach, Harry continued with a strained voice. Well, given your experience with teaching the subject 3 years ago, as well as what we all witnessed not 5 months ago, you are the perfect wizard to fill the role, and I am told you have been staying at Grimmauld Place and have not made any conscious moves to further your career as an Auror. I would hope that you would... Harry tried hard to pay attention to Professor McGonagall. They write Harry so well.
Yeah,
this is
sense.
Like the perfect characterization of Harry. Harry tried hard to pay attention to Professor McGonagall, especially due to the gravity of their discussion. But just 5 feet from where he stood, he could see a young interloper trying to make a pass at Hermione. Interloper? Thank you for the book, Nigel. It looks interesting. No problem, Hermione. Nigel Woolport replied with a shy blush. I don't know who the fuck this is.
Nope.
I think he was in the movies. I think they replaced Colin Creevy with this kid, but he was only in the movie, Nigel. Anyway, I'd really hope that... Yes, you can Google it later.
Okay.
I'd really hope that you would like it, and you would have had... God, and that you hadn't read it yet. I mean, I always saw you reading a new book in the common room, so I was taking a chance, hoping it wasn't something you've already... His voice trailed off as he realized he was rambling. Oh, it's definitely something I haven't read yet. I have to admit, most of the other books I received tonight, I haven't either read or would never read. But you seem to have chosen a good book. I've been meaning to read more on the subject, but I always caught up in one thing or another, Hermione said honestly. What's the subject? It was... Are we going to know what the book's about?
Probably not.
It was a pity, really, yes. Harry had the vague idea that he was actually that he had actually liked that Nigel kid. Ever since his support during the Triwizard Tournament and loyalty with Dumbledore's army, Harry had thought he was a good kid. Not so much anymore. Yeah, it's that kid that they put in the movie.
Yeah, I was thinking like just like characterizations and stuff. This seems more like movie world based.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I hope we can discuss the subject further when you have time, of course, he added hastily. I think you're brilliant, and I would really like to. Nigel's voice faded as Harry's focus returned to the person in front of him. And though it may be a bit unorthodox, I was hoping if you would consider the position for at least this year. Yes, Professor, I'll do it. Harry heard himself say before he could process what he was saying.
Oh, yeah.
All he knew was he was red with anger and green with jealousy. Wow, that's a lot of colors. He's feeling a lot of colors at this moment.
And pink in his pants. Not to be white.
Oh my god. Where does that kid get off calling Hermione brilliant? Of course she's bloody brilliant. She's Hermione. Discuss the subject. Not bloody likely the way he keeps ogling her. If he is so much as... What a relief. Now I'll have one less thing to worry about, McGonagall said. Please report to my office sometime next week to work out the details. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must find the guest of honor and wish her a good night. Harry's thought were once again interrupted by the professor as she excused herself. As he stood there all alone, the full ramifications of his hasty decision-making slowly began to wedge itself into his brain. What the hell was I thinking? I can't teach. I'll just have to go find Professor McGonagall and... As Harry's eyes began to roam around the room in search of the professor, they landed on where Hermione stood, surrounded by four unknown males, all from different houses. Dun, dun, dun!
Best
decision ever made, was all Harry could think, before he made his way over to Hermione to save her from the rabid wolves, all eyeing her like she was their next meal.
Yeah.
Yummy.
And that was chapter one of Back to School. So, what did you think, Jonathan?
I can dig this.
Oh my god. I want to see if she actually ends up wearing those raunchy G-strings or those racy knickers.
The racy knickers.
Yeah.
That's some of the, yeah.
I mean, they do say knickers, and pants are like underwear for guys.
Yeah, I don't want to hate on fanfic too much here, but there was some some weird like transitions between. Yeah, but
I think it was really good though.
Like, overall,
I'm excited for the next one.
You hit what I needed.
Are you feeling hot and potter?
It's in canon enough.
I
can get down with it.
Are you guys feeling hot and potter yet? Did that make you guys hot and potter?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, so hot and pottered.
So, yeah, I guess next episode, are we going to...
Do chapter two.
You're going to continue the story?
Yeah.
Down with that?
I mean, let us know what you guys think. I mean, I was thinking we could finish this story and then maybe do a couple one-shots. A one-shot is just like one chapter.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
A one-chapter story. So we could do like more like weird pairings, just one-shot, film, stuff like that. We'll see.
Yeah.
You guys will surprise you. Yeah.
And you can reach out to us. Let us know what you want to
yeah.
hear and have us talk about.
What pairings you guys want to hear? You can send those and your stories to hotandpotterpodcast@gmail.com.
Perfect.
We'll probably have a Facebook page maybe sometime soon. I don't know. I'm too old for Twitter.
Social media, blah.
Tell all of your friends and hi, Mimi. All right. That's my grandma. I'm expecting that she'll be listening to this.
Oh. Oh, hi. Hi, Kayla's grandma. Don't mind the cursing.
And the smut.
And the sexual content.
It's fine.
Well, I mean, there wasn't any. There wasn't.
There was only Racy Knickers.
Yeah, Racy Knickers was as hot and pottered as it got today.
Yeah, I know, right? What chapter do you think we'll actually get to?
We know what was going on in Harry's pants.
Oh, we know. We should have gotten like a
POV, really glad from his dick.
Ooh. Like Harry's dick point of view.
That's a separate his dick twitch. There's a separate podcast for that.
And all of a sudden I was awake. Anyway, all right, so send us those dirty, dirty fics at huntandpotterpodcast.com. I'm Caitlin.
I am Jacon.
And we'll see you guys later. Bye.
Peace.